Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is the research manager for the center, Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. You've been thinking a little bit about competitive advantage.
Yeah, we were talking about competitive advantage yesterday at the office, and what it is really is when you look at a community or a county or a region, you think in the past it used to be that one community would start a business or start an industry and the community next door would compete with that. Sometimes they'd even try, you know, stealing businesses back and forth from each other. And really the whole arena for competition these days has just changed. It's not really, you're not competing on a community level or even a regional level anymore. You're competing with other states and even other countries. And so when you talk about competitive advantage, you talk about how can my region develop an economy or an industrial base that can compete with the likes of China or India or Vietnam or France or places like that. And it's actually being done in places in Minnesota. And one of the best ways to look at how this can be used to its best advantage, really, is to look at a community's assets.
Okay. So it's obviously going to require more collaboration.
Right.
Than sort of inter-competitiveness in a region. Looking for those assets and being able to identify those particular opportunities.
Right, yeah. It's going to take a lot of cooperation among communities, and that's something that community leaders will have to get used to now and really are getting used to now. We're seeing a lot of communities are starting to think in a regional way now. And one of the best ways that we've thought of about really using this to best advantage is to really incorporate the local community colleges and universities. We have a whole system of rural community colleges and universities around the state, over 30 campuses, and they're all in their communities. They're training the workforces there, and they're getting involved in the communities and the regions and working with businesses and government to figure out what's the best way that we can train the workforce and offer services and even technical expertise, because they do have a lot of that too on their campuses, to really help a community grow its economy and look to the future and make that community not just survive but actually thrive.
So higher education plays a pretty critical role in all of this.
It does, yeah. An educated and well-trained workforce is really crucial for tomorrow's economy.
Absolutely. Well, we're, I guess, very optimistic then as we look forward to opportunities in rural Minnesota.
We do. Minnesota has a great advantage with the campus system all across the state, and it's really an asset that we can really tap into.
And next week, we're going to take a look at some of the fallout from the bonding bill. Now, we know that Governor Pawlenty did some a fair amount of line item vetoing.
Right, 55 items.
Yeah, so by next week, we should have a little better idea of what the next salvo is going to be from the legislature on that. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio.